This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Some really, I think difficult questions today being asked in the Midday Show. Number one, it is our Twitter question. Which Super Bowl team was more special to you, 2017 or 2024?
Which one winning?
It's close, Hugh. 2017, 53%, 47% goes to 2024. So almost a dead split with a good amount of votes. Our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. We did have one more poll question, but also a pretty split vote, and that is it a crazy idea to wear a diaper to the parade tomorrow? That's at a 51 yes, 49 no. I mean, that's split right down the middle.
No, because there's some guys, the 49% is like, no, I'm probably going to wear a diaper. Because when you think about it and how congested it's going to be, and if you're like me, I'm not using a porta potty. I mean, I know they have them out there. I ain't fooling no porta potty.
Hold on. Would you rather wear a diaper or go use a porta potty?
If that was the choice?
It's a porta potty.
It's a porta potty. Yeah. But see, normally, like when I know, if I know I'm going to be somewhere for a long period of time, yeah. I probably won't eat. I probably just drink my dinner. So it's easier, especially for a guy. Mm. It's easier for a guy to go to a bathroom,
of course, yeah,
than a woman. So, you know, there's that. So if I know I'm going to be somewhere and all I have to do is worry about number one, I mean, you know, you can go number one. You can go anywhere.
Well, I mean, there are going to be a million people tomorrow. He'll be careful.
You get a jug. There's going to be some people that are going to be pretty innovative when it comes to stuff like that. So, yeah, you can go anywhere as a guy.
Yeah, you
as
can.
A girl, again, you can, not so much.
Well, no, that's a different story. So the diaper debate rages on. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go back to the phones, though, Hugh, we vanquished all the rivals of 2024, right? You know, down go the Commanders, who became a new rival. Down go the Chiefs, who have been this kind of budding rival for a while with Reed and Mahomes, and they beat the Eagles last time. Well, we could look forward a little bit, 2025, who's going to be the rival? So I already started seeing the idea of who the Eagles will play week one, right? Because they're going to open the season here in Philadelphia, the Thursday night opener. That's where the defending champs get to play. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you look at the opponents that they have at home next year, and you kind of think about who they might play. One of those possible opponents is the Detroit Lions.
Detroit.
And it sounds like Amon-Ra St. Brown is up for playing the Eagles anywhere, anytime. Let's listen to him on his podcast.
They probably take the Lions, honestly, I feel like. They have to. If they don't, I mean, or Commanders. Yeah. But really, Lions, like, and you can really see what would happen in the NFC Championship. Not really, but like,
yeah, with a healthy defense,
yeah,
their team's not going to change much. I mean, it might change a little, but
your team wasn't healthy. That's the thing. That's part of the game. Like, you need.
But I'm saying you would see what like our healthy defense. How that operates.
I mean, how many injuries do you guys really have? Let's be honest.
Like 13 on defense.
What do you make of it? Amon-Ra seems like he wants. The
I like
Eagles.
It. Mm-hmm. I like it because let's be honest. That's the matchup that we all were concerned about.
And that's what we thought we were going to get.
We thought we were going to get it. We didn't get it, unfortunately. We didn't get it. So, yeah, that's the one you're concerned about. But I feel like the way that they played, well, it would have been different in Detroit. So, yeah, that's the one. That's the one. I was about to say something. I would have whipped that, but I don't know. It would have been different in Detroit.
Well, it would have been on. Yeah, I mean, look.
Now it's on our turf.
Yep. I think it'd be an awesome first matchup. So, Hugh, I'm going to throw at you quickly the potential matchups, right? So I'm going to give you all the teams we play here in Philadelphia next year, and then you'd give me the one you think they're going to choose for the season opener.
You know what? Before you do that, it has to be Detroit. I haven't heard any of the other ones. It has to be Detroit.
So I think there are three that feel like they make some sort of sense.
Okay.
And then we'll kind of workshop. And I think you might be right on Detroit. So here are the potential options for the season opener 2025. Obviously, the three division games. Giants, no. Cowboys, no. Now, Washington is an interesting one.
They're interesting, but you get to see Washington twice.
Yes. So they usually like to back up those division matchups. They're very rarely week one. Mm-hmm. But they did play them in the title game. The other home games for the Eagles next year, the Chicago Bears.
Mm-mm.
The Denver Broncos, the Las Vegas Raiders,
mm-mm.
and the Los Angeles Rams. Now, the Rams one is kind of interesting because that was the snow game, a rematch.
Nothing pops.
You think it's Detroit?
It's Detroit. It has to be Detroit. That was the collision course.
Yeah, that does pop.
That's the collision course. Because you're sitting there, like, Detroit Lions were the class of the NFC.
And
all season long.
They were, and I know it bothered people here because some people thought the Eagles were better anyway, but they were the story.
Yeah.
Until the Eagles overtook them as the story. Like, that was the story of the year. The Lions finally going to win the Super Bowl.
Well, I looked at it like this, and you might be right, but I looked at it like this. Okay, the Detroit Lions were the class of the NFL. The Detroit Lions were still the story because they were winning in spite of the fact that they had all those injuries.
Yeah.
The Eagles were on their heels.
Mm-hmm. Trying to catch them.
Trying to catch them. And everybody's like, okay, so we're going to figure it out. Because, you know, we knew the Eagles were a much more talented team. But if we're being honest, there was a lot of turmoil. Well, not a lot of turmoil, but there was some turmoil.
So there's, like, a lot of parallels between this and the 2022 where, like, the whole season it felt like the Eagles and the 49ers were on a collision course.
And then we got it.
Yeah, then we took out Brock Purdy. And then the Niners were being crybabies that whole offseason about, you know, if our quarterback didn't get hurt, this and that. But, like, so I think the Eagles should open the season against the Lions. And I get that later in the year, they have an opportunity to put that on a Sunday night. That's great. But, like, that's what fans around the league have been waiting to see the whole year. I feel like they have to scratch that itch early. And there's less of a risk of something going bad for one of the teams and
Someone's hurt, ruin the matchup later
in the year. Yeah. Like the Niners, when they finally did get the rematch with the Eagles, it was in 2023, later in the season when we were in a downward spiral. And it was just a blowout. It was a terrible game. Like, they need to put Eagles-Lions as the first game of the season next year.
I think you guys are probably right. It's probably going to be that. The Amon-Ra St. Brown thing will add to it because that clip will get played all summer when they release the schedule. I would say the Commanders are a possibility, but they usually don't do division games week one. But
nah.
Lions are already chirping. They want their shot, so maybe they'll get it week one. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones here. 2017, 2024, which one was more special to you? Is it Ari up next? Ari, what's up, buddy?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Good, Ari. What are you thinking?
What's going on?
Man, I'm out here in fire-ravaged L.A. I'm a refugee. I'm moving around with my family. I packed a go bag. My wife unpacked it at our first new apartment, and it was just all Eagles gear. I took the flight back to Philly for the game. It was phenomenal. I did the same thing in 17, and I'll say this. In 17, that win was for the city. That win was for the drought. And it was a team that felt like it had kind of been assembled to win. This year feels different to me. This year feels like a team that's built for longevity. This win was for the team. I'm so beyond happy for Jalen and for these guys. And so to me, if I had to pick one as like a fan, it was 17. If I'm in the Eagles, I think this one is more special.
Yeah, I like the way you framed it. 2017 was for the city and the fans, and especially people that maybe weren't around anymore, right? The like loved ones of people who didn't get to see it. This one feels like it's for the organization to go to a different level. Like they're on a different level now, Ari, with two Super Bowls, and I think we all feel like they got a shot at more of these in the next three to five years. They've gone
That's
to
right.
a different stratosphere compared to other teams now.
That's right. This was Howie's baby, and this is for Jalen. You know, I came back in 17. I didn't come back in 22. I didn't have the same feeling about it. I came back this time. There's just no question. There's no question in my mind we were going to win. I have such faith in Jalen. And, man, him and Howie And even Nick, I told Kyle a couple times that I owe Nick an apology because I was on the Fire Sirianni bus. But win or lose this game, his job was safe with me, and now I can't argue. He's a legend. He's up there with Lombardi and John Madden. It doesn't even make sense to me, but he did it.
Yeah, he did. I mean, listen, it's okay. I mean, we all have takes that you look back like, I mean, I was driving the bus, sorry, to fire the guy, and here he is winning a championship. All right, we appreciate it, and we wish you the best of luck with, you know, with everything, obviously, with your home and everything went in L.A. It is. It's they had some of the commercials during the Super Bowl with that stuff. It was such a rough time for those people. My heart goes out to them. Celine in North Philly. What's up, Celine?
Hey, what's going on, buddy? How y'all doing out there?
Good, Celine. What's up?
No, pretty good. I just wanted to speak on the 2017 and the 2024 Super Bowl. Now, my preference on that is, granted, 2017 Carson Wentz got us there. And then we had to throw Nick Foles in there, and I felt like it was like a little magic trick. So it didn't hit the same. But 2024, we seen the struggle. We seen the journey. We see the blood, sweat, and tears throughout all the guys. Preferably Jalen. We seen it from the day one. He got the little concussion, swing around on the time at the end of the season. And we seen that, and that was a little doubt. But we kept staying up. We stayed with the hunt. We stayed with the hunger. You know what I'm saying? Then we got to the big stage. And what we had to do with the big stage, knock the crown off the throne. That's what we did. So I would say 2024 definitely got to be the year that we got to really put on top of 2017 for sure.
Yeah, you know what it was? This one we got to watch these guys grow the whole time. That 2017 team, we had some of those guys like Lane and BG and Kelsey, but like Jalen, like we got to watch Jalen come in as a second round pick that almost everyone was mad when they picked him to, you know, be a backup. Absolutely. To be a starter, to grow to what he did. Yeah, it's like we were more invested with a lot of these guys.
Absolutely, definitely. We was like right there on the field with them, you know.
No, it was, and so, to watch them go from where they were, Celine, and we appreciate it, to where they are now. There is something to that, Hugh. As people, a lot of people today have chimed in and said 2024. I think people got invested in the journey of whoever they, you know, maybe people were Sirianni guys, maybe people were Jalen guys, but if you were, you feel like vindicated now, like they did it.
Well, it was probably a lot of people that haven't called in before, just thinking about how, you know, he had his Britney Spears moment, how they probably felt about, you know, the whole fan interaction that he had, and for them to end up here. You know, that's going to be a footnote as far as, you know,
yeah,
that's concerned. That's a footnote. But, yeah, I think a lot of people look at that and be like, wow, they really put it together. And all the doubt that started at the beginning of the season.
Well, I mean, let's be real about it. They weren't good in September, right? 2-2 is not good. And you remember those games. I mean, they were that Saints game where they won at the end with the Saquon run in the fourth quarter, and when Goddard had the big long pass catch that really, remember the two Saints guys ran into each other? Like, they were this close to 1-3. And to go from there, and they only lost one game for the next 5 months, it's remarkable. Andy in Westchester. Hey, Andy.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Andy, hey, what's up?
Good. Couple quick things I want to get to. First of all, and any grown man that calls people booger eater cannot then call them dorks. I mean, that's
you don't hear childish. Booger eaters very often anymore. It's really not a term you hear often.
His whole bit is just worn out. It was never funny. It's just, all right, go away. And then secondly, I wanted to get to quickly, people were talking about it more yesterday, but the whole A.J. Brown thing, I just have a different perspective on what he said in terms of almost being a letdown with the win. Because I'm an artist, musician. I know a lot of different people who are artists, and some people just have this thing where it's the project, the building, the going through the process. You have so much energy that goes into it, so much, you know, the old blood, sweat, and tears things, that by the time you get to the end, there's so much expectation, and it just doesn't hit like that. So what I saw from him is, all right, next project, I need to feel that way again, and that's how it always is. I just need to get on it again so I can feel my best, if this is how he feels during the process.
Yeah, there's I've read some books, Andy, about like some of the very high performers in different kind of realms of life. And there's something that a lot of them suffer from called arrival fallacy, where they think when they reach a certain level or they achieve something or they win something, whatever, that they're going to be happy. And then like they don't get it. Like they for whatever reason, they're not happy. And it's kind of what you're describing. It's not they thought it was about that, but then they realize when they get to the top of the mountain, like it was about the climb, not standing there.
you're chasing the high.
Yeah, exactly.
And they never get it. And, I mean, of all people, I would think you would understand this as an actor. You know, actors go through it all the time.
But, Andy, I look at it like this. And knowing what we know about social media and social media being literal, I think you – I mean, I hear what you're saying, but when you say it the way that he said it, you leave it open to interpretation.
Yeah.
And that's
right.
How I interpreted it.
His problem is more about just keep it to yourself. And I feel bad because he's trying to be himself, you know, and let people know how he feels. But it's just there's no way to do that over text.
Well, and that's the thing, because during the text, you don't – I don't know what you're feeling. I don't know how you're trying to relay that message. But I will say this, Andy. When you put in there your stat line and what you didn't do and what you didn't accomplish – that tends to make me feel like, you know, you're a little bit jealous of somebody else, in a sense.
I get it. Yeah, I get what you're saying. I was just trying to give you a different perspective.
Oh, no, and Andy, I appreciate it, because guess what? You weren't the only one, because a lot of people tried to give me that perspective, and I understood what they were saying, but my thing is this. We haven't even had the parade, so you haven't even gotten the full effect of
right.
The adulation that you're about to receive.
Like, let it breathe a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, let it breathe. Like they were talking yesterday, enjoy the moment. Like, you haven't even, like, you technically, you haven't had the moment yet. Like, the moment's tomorrow.
So it's, yeah, no, you're right. And I think that's when he probably will feel great. But it's, I mean, it's more about just take your time before talking. You know?
Think before you speak.
Yeah, because, like, and then another thing, Andy, when you... If you're being clear and concise in your message, you never have to come back and repeat it. If you're being honest with yourself, like he came back right. And he tried to defend his statements. If you were being clear and concise and that's the way you felt, stand on business. Mm-hmm. Say what you said.
Yeah. Yeah. I just can't imagine. I'm not into social media like that because I just can't believe what people, you know, go through. Just can't say anything or do anything without being picked apart.
And that's the thing. That's the point, because it leaves it open to interpretation.
Yeah, and look, and especially if you're someone at that stage, right? Like Jason Kelce the last few days with his, you know, take on the game and who he's rooting for. It's like, yeah, you know, if you say something, there's going to be millions of people that have an opinion on your opinion.
Right. And I mean, that's just a choice you make when you put yourself out there.
Exactly. So, that's what I was saying. I love AJ Brown. I like his style. He's a Hall of Fame player. But when you say it like that, you leave it open to interpretation. And I might not interpret, and I didn't interpret it the way that you meant it.
Yeah, good phone call, Andy. We appreciate it. All right, so Andy did mention there that maybe Hugh would understand because, you know, a high-level performer like Hugh Douglas, who, you know, I think the other day identified himself as an A-level actor.
Well, if you see the cast that he's been associated with in this.
Well, Limitless had De Niro.
Bradley Cooper, De Niro, Hugh Douglas.
A big name. So we,
yeah, I'm messing around.
We were able to uncover the clip of Hugh Douglas in Limitless. Can we all enjoy this together?
That was it.
That was you.
That was it.
The grunt.
I watched it. Yeah, you lost at poker.
You see all that hair? You see that hairline?
I did.
I had a hairline.
We all did at one point.
Yeah, then that thing.
You sold that. You sold that.
I sold my hairline for a line of Limitless.
Well, not the hairline. The losing the hand.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I
was looked like it was. You look. You know.
You ain't see that velvet jacket I was rocking though. That burgundy velvet.
Did you keep that?
What is that velvet? No, that was mine.
Wait, you.
I used to wear, Joe. Wear,
you brought your own
outfits
to the scene?
Popular belief, I used to have clothes.
What happened?
My wife used to dress me every day.
Where'd they go?
She left me.
Joe. Oh, she kept the clothes?
And when she left, all of my ability to get dressed went out the window.
Pajamas again.
I know it's funny, but it's the truth. Like, I used to sit there, like, what am I wearing today? Oh, you put this on. I'd be like, hey. We'd sit there like a little kid, like, hey, we getting dressed.
An outfit.
Some are saying that's the most important line in the whole movie. I mean,
yeah, but a lot of people believe
that hand.
Yeah, I know. I mean, You know, that's what you should use that on your reel to get in your Tubi movie. I mean,
I gotta get some headshots too.
Can't believe that you hid this from us all last week. Bradley Cooper's all over New Orleans.
It's actually upsetting.
He's at the Super Bowl. He's everywhere. You're obviously good friends with him.
You wait till Thursday to go. Yeah, by the way,
I know Bradley Cooper. We start together.
I forgot.
You forgot.
I forgot. I got a lot going on, man.
Sorry, pardon. Really.
You're just in so many roles.
That, I got you know, so my plate is so full right now.
How many bites you get on the acting thing?
Oh, no, I got some bites, but here's my dilemma. Mm. My job. Like, I have a job, and I told myself, hey, I got a job.
You take a long weekend to go down and film a couple movies?
I haven't told Rod yet. So I have to, I got to talk to Lakin and Yad. I got to let them know.
Let's hope he doesn't find out.
Hold on. Yeah, they're not like we're doing this on the air or anything. Hugh, I think it's perfectly appropriate for you to just take a personal day and go shoot a movie. You got to tell him.
You got to, because I don't know how long it's going to take. You know, I don't know how many days I'm going to be gone. I mean, but they,
you don't know
we
how
do
long
have,
it's going to take.
Yeah,
you're not going to have a large role.
we do have studios in Atlanta, though. I could always, you know.
Oh, you could chime in.
I could just shoot in. I can just shoot, you know. Do that and do that.
So, which role are you more proud of, that or Arliss?
Well, I got to meet Bradley Cooper, so that was pretty awesome.
Bradley Cooper got to meet you.
Well, I mean, if you could look at it that way, but no,
was
I got to meet
Bradley. Was he fanboying?
I don't know, but I do think.
He had to be. Look at him. He's everywhere as an Eagle fan.
I do think that, he knew I played for the Eagles. He knew that. You know, but no, I don't think he was fanboy. He wasn't fanboy.
Maybe he was hiding it. I mean, he's a huge Eagles fan.
Or he's a fan of your work from Arliss.
Maybe. Maybe
he knew you more about.
What do you mean you're out of the deal? You told me you wanted to diversify.
Look here, Stanley. Why should Hugh Douglas get one bull for $100,000 when for that I can get a whole bunch of cows?
A whole bunch of cows.
Exactly.
Cows? What are you gonna do with cows?
We like steak. Porterhouse.
Porterhouse. I don't know, but that tomahawk, that Del Frisco's tomahawk, banging though.
Sorry, partner. You got to find somebody else to do this deal.
Exactly.
Sorry, partner. It's one of my favorite drops we have right here. That one's going to get some use now. That one. All right, let's go to Blake. Blake and Delco has a parade dilemma he wants to run by us. What's up, Blake?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I got a good question for you guys. First, let me preface by saying in 2017, I was in Hawaii for when the Eagles won the Super Bowl for work. I was out in college in California. I was traveling a lot. So that was a special Super Bowl for me, definitely. The Philly special, definitely one of the most iconic plays of all time. But being in the city down broad, watching Cooper make that pick, seeing us just dominate, being in the city, like, it was just electric for me. And I just think that this team is just really going to be that dynasty. It's a lot different. But the question I have for you guys is, my brother's getting wedding. He has a wedding tomorrow. He's getting married. Do I skip my brother's wedding and go to the parade? Or
Wait a minute. Start over. Okay,
Screw your brother.
Wait a minute. Your brother's wedding is tomorrow. Right.
Yes, my
what
older
time?
Brother, my only brother's wedding is tomorrow.
What time?
It's he says it's at 5:00. I'm like one
at
of
night.
The only guys standing up there. Yeah, but I think I gotta be there.
Oh, you gotta be there.
Are you in the wedding?
I'm in the wedding.
You gotta go to the wedding.
You gotta go.
You gotta go to the wedding.
No, you gotta go.
Do I go to the parade for a little bit in the morning and just hang out?
You have to.
So is this a local
wedding?
It's only like 30 minutes away from the city.
Oh, okay.
You can do both.
So hold on, Blake. But one thing. Now you got to know yourself here. Are you able to go to the parade and keep yourself in good order to be appropriate at the wedding?
Can you go to the parade and not get banged up?
I'm not wearing no diaper. I'm not putting a diaper on.
Right. Didn't nobody tell you to put no diaper on, dog? Did nobody tell you to wear no diaper? We're talking about, are you going to go there and get banged up and be incoherent
because
that's for
what
the
I'm
wedding?
Because if you're banged up, your new sister-in-law is going to be upset, right? You know what I mean? Like, you got to keep yourself with a little level of decorum.
Well, so is your brother an Eagles fan?
Oh, yeah, die hard.
He's got to move the wedding then. What's he thinking?
Oh, I'm sure the bride is up
here. He is Valentine's.
It's not about her.
See, no, it is.
It is.
Oh,
it
yeah,
is.
That dog ain't going to hunt.
Imagine that text tonight or that conversation. Listen, let's push this thing back. We got a parade to go to. No, Blake, I think you got the right plan. You go for a little bit, you get out, you get there on time. Blake, good phone call. And he's not wearing a diaper. If he's not wearing a diaper, he'll be fine for the. For the ceremony later in the night. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. We'll get everyone's phone calls up here. 2017, 2024. Which one was more special for you here? Your phone call is coming up in the final segment of our show, afternoon show at 2:00. Plus, let's hear from two people that we typically don't get to hear from on this Eagles team. That's next. Your calls. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let's talk about bacon. Let's talk about Hatfield bacon. It's packed with flavor, sizzles to perfection. Can't you just hear it? I cooked bacon on the air one day. Not here, but I did it, so I know all about bacon. And it comes in so many delicious varieties, like hardwood smoked bacon, applewood smoked bacon, thick-cut bacon, and extra-thick-cut bacon, and even maple brown sugar for that sweet and savory kick. On your next trip to the grocery store, treat yourself and put some Hatfield bacon in your cart. Head to simplyhatfield.com and put some pork on your fork.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. Tomorrow, it is parade day.
Parade day.
Diaper day for some. 30-90 lights for others. And a celebration, no matter how you want to do it. Tomorrow, we're going to be on the Assembly Rooftop Lounge at the Logan Philadelphia Hotel. And all our parade coverage tomorrow brought to you by your local tri-state Toyota dealer. We'll have correspondents in the field to talk to us about what they're seeing.
Corresponding field members.
Yes, they're gonna talk to some people that are live there at the parade, and we're gonna
that's gonna be fun.
Yes, it will.
Slur of speech and all.
Yeah,
in diapers?
Perhaps. I mean, that we could ask our correspondents to ask the people in the crowd, "Are you wearing a diaper?" Just to see.
It might be a little bit invasive, huh?
It might be, but if they're a listener, they'll understand. I mean, they'll be like, "Oh, yeah, the Midday Show talked about the diapers yesterday." All right, before we go back to the phones, 2017, 2024, which one was more special for you? Couple people we don't get to hear from very often, but they chimed in on one, the present, and one, the future. How about Jeff Stoutland? We don't hear him talk very often, but he put out a message to Eagles fans a couple nights ago.
Hey, everybody. There's something that's been on my heart that I've been wanting to speak of, and I thought this might be the best time. I'm out here walking around in the snow. It's beautiful. This has been a long, grinding season, and we wouldn't be where we are today without the wonderful fan base and support of the Philadelphia fan. So I just want to take a minute and say thank you from the bottom of my heart to all the fans on the road trips. We took over stadiums. Just unbelievable. And so thank you for everything you've done to help this come true. So Super Bowl 59 is for you. Stout out.
I like the stout out at the end. A little signature there from Jeff Stout. We don't hear him much, but he's obviously a huge part of this coaching staff that gets this team ready. Another guy we don't hear from very often, but sometimes we do, is the owner, Jeffrey Lurie. Hugh, I thought this was interesting. Zach Berman tweeted this out. And it kind of is a primer for the offseason to come because they got some free agents here. We're going to figure out if they're going to bring him back or not. This is from Zach Berman. Jeffrey Lurie said the Eagles are preparing for compensatory picks in 2026. That should be a hint that they know they'll lose key free agents and they won't make as big signings on the unrestricted market. All right, we're going to have a lot of time for this, but I want to know where your head's at just today quickly.
Mm-hmm.
If I gave you three names and I said only one could come back. So it's Bond, Milton Williams, Becton. It's Bond.
I didn't know you was going to say Mekhi.
Mekhi too.
Damn, Mekhi.
I think those are the big three free agents.
I would say
we'll Sweat.
Well, okay, Sweat too. Yeah. So the big four. I feel like they're more prepared for Sweat's loss though. They've drafted Hunt.
I would say Mekhi. Mekhi, cuz Mekhi is probably going to be easy to sign because Mekhi was on his way out the league, dog. Like, yeah. He was on his way out. And his career has been resurrected. And, you know, you between the two, when I think about the core units, to keep that offensive line healthy and intact, they're big, man.
They are. But I do trust Stout to find a new Mekhi.
No, he can't. He can't. I mean, but
Mekhi's the one I'm most willing to part with.
But you can also I think you can also trust
Vic.
To find another linebacker.
Yep.
Like, the plug it, dude, you to have the kind of success defensively, and I know it's easier once because you got the guys in there being a system another year, but the leap that they took in 1 year,
it was huge.
That's bananas.
I do think the Bond thing is complicated a little bit by N'Kobe Dean's recovery. I don't know what that looks like, but let's play off the idea that N'Kobe's not going to be ready to start the season. Like, you could start the season with who at linebacker, right? We're talking about Trott Jr. maybe in his second year. And like the
bring back Oren Burks.
You know what?
Yeah, but that felt like a nice story for 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Could he play every game and be really good? I don't know.
Vic did say Trott's future ship could be now.
Yeah.
So he's waiting in the wings. So,
but
you
Bond
know, you got
was
that.
Fifth in defensive player
of
the year.
Yeah, I feel like Bond, because he's going to be cheaper than, you know, an edge rusher like Sweat or Milton Williams. Like, I think the most interesting thing to watch this offseason is does Howie shift his, like, because he's invest in both lines, right? The defensive line, Milton Williams and Josh Sweat. Or now with Vic Fangio here, is he more willing to say, let me give that money to a linebacker now? He's never done that before. So
the thing that's like Milton Williams is the one that we didn't include in this conversation, that he came on so much at the end. Isn't Milton Williams the exact guy they would try to sign in free agency? He's 25 years
typically,
old,
yeah.
Pass rushing interior tackle. They would love him, and he's here anyway.
The other thing to think about, though, this is apparently a really good defensive tackle draft class.
Yeah, there's a chance to replace.
Yeah, they got some D-linemen.
Yeah, that's a good point.
D-linemen.
They could replace, but he's here, and they usually like to sign players at this age in free agency. So it'll be challenges are to come. For now, we celebrate. Let's go back to the phones here. Tom in Middletown is up. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good, Tom. What's up?
Listen, I want to start this call. Hugh, I want to give you props, man.
For what?
I was listening yesterday, and you took a call, and it was so professional how you handled it. When that guy called you a jackass.
Twice.
Dude, and I'll tell you what. Dude, you diffused the situation. You handled it with respect. Total professionalism, man. And my back was in the air because I like you. And I wanted to find out who this guy was because it was totally disrespectful.
I mean, it's cool. I mean, you know, callers are passionate, and I know that. And I tend not to take name calling personal for the most part because it's based in his passion for the Eagles. So, yeah, I didn't take it personal.
It was growing up Douglas, though, for sure. You were growing up.
You were the older, wiser here.
Listen, Tom, Joe looked at me like he was surprised and you know, he was proud of me.
I was proud.
I'll tell you what, I had the total utmost respect for you the way you handled that call. And I was so mad. I was trying to call in and I couldn't get in. Because I wanted to blast this guy.
Yeah, you know, you has restraint with that. Now, I won't call a name back if someone calls me in, but I'll start raising my voice. I'll get animated. I'll yell. Like that. Yeah, but Hugh does you most of the time, except that one time with Hassan Reddick. No, but no, he did a good job, Tom. Go ahead.
I'm glad you didn't F-bomb him.
That was so good, man. I respect that, and I appreciate it, and I just wanted to give you props for that, man.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, now, let's go back to the question of the day. Now, listen, let me preface this by saying I have 7 children, all by the same wife, and I'd be lying to you to say I didn't have a favorite. Okay, so figure this out.
So that means you have a favorite Eagles
team. So which one's your favorite?
Yeah, you want to tell?
Yeah, we only have 2 Super Bowls. My favorite is the 2017.
I meant your kids.
Which kid is your favorite?
No, you can't put him on the spot like that.
No, don't do that. You don't have to really say it on the air. I don't want him to do that to you.
It's one of my sons, put it that way.
You should do a power rankings. Deion Sanders Prime was doing that for a while. He was power ranking his kids each week. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, and the reason I like the 2017 team is because it was kind of unexpected, like, and just the way it unfolded. And really, that game came down to a strip sack. Like, there was like 1,000 yards of like that. That was an exciting game. We didn't know, but until Brandon Graham strip sacked Brady, we didn't know we were going to win that game. This game, I thought we had won by halftime. And yes, it was a dominant game. And so on, but I just enjoyed the 2017 game a little bit more than this one.
The game was definitely, as a game, Tom, there's no question, it was more entertaining. It was back and forth. Tom, good phone call. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. Tomorrow, it is parade day.
Parade day.
Diaper day for some. 30-90 lights for others, and a celebration no matter how you want to do it. Tomorrow, we're going to be on the Assembly Rooftop Lounge at the Logan Philadelphia Hotel, and all our parade coverage tomorrow brought to you by your local tri-state Toyota dealer. We'll have correspondents in the field to talk to us about what they're seeing.
Corresponding field members.
Yes, they're gonna talk to some people that are live there at the parade, and we're gonna
that's gonna be fun.
Yes, it will.
Slur speech and all.
In diapers?
Perhaps. I mean, we could ask our correspondents to ask the people in the crowd, "Are you wearing a diaper?" Just to see.
It might be a little bit invasive, huh?
It might be, but if they're a listener, they'll understand. I mean, they'll be like, "Oh, yeah, the Midday Show talked about the diapers yesterday." All right, before we go back to the phones, 2017, 2024, which one was more special for you? Couple people we don't get to hear from very often, but they chimed in on one, the present, and one, the future. How about Jeff Stoutland? We don't hear him talk very often, but he put out a message to Eagles fans a couple nights ago.
Hey, everybody. There's something that's been on my heart that I've been wanting to speak of,
And I thought this might be the best time. I'm out here walking around in the snow. It's beautiful. This has been a long, grinding season. And we wouldn't be where we are today without the wonderful fan base and support of the Philadelphia fan. So I just want to take a minute and say thank you from the bottom of my heart to all the fans on the road trips. We took over stadiums. Just unbelievable. And so thank you for everything you've done to help this come true. So Super Bowl 59 is for you. Stout out.
I like the stout out at the end. A little signature there from Jeff Stout. We don't hear him much, but he's obviously a huge part of this coaching staff that gets this team ready. Another guy we don't hear from very often, but sometimes we do, is the owner, Jeffrey Lurie. Hugh, I thought this was interesting. Zach Berman tweeted this out, and it kind of is a primer for the offseason to come because they got some free agents here. We're going to figure out if they're going to bring him back or not. This is from Zach Berman. Jeffrey Lurie said the Eagles are preparing for compensatory picks in 2026. That should be a hint that they know they'll lose key free agents and they won't make as big signings on the unrestricted market. All right, we're going to have a lot of time for this, but I want to know where your head's at just today quickly.
Mm-hmm.
If I gave you three names and I said only one could come back. So it's Bond, Milton Williams, Becton. It's Bond.
I didn't know you was going to say Mekhi.
Mekhi too.
Damn, Mekhi.
I think those are the big three free agents.
I would say
we'll Sweat.
Well, okay, Sweat too. Yeah. So the big four. I feel like they're more prepared for Sweat's loss though. They've drafted Hunt.
I would say Mekhi. Mekhi, because Mekhi is probably going to be easy to sign because Mekhi was on his way out the league, dog. Like, yeah. He was on his way out, and his career has been resurrected. And, you know, you between the two, when I think about the core units, to keep that offensive line healthy and intact, they're big, man.
They are. But I do trust Stout to find a new Mekhi.
No, he can't. He can't. I mean, yeah. But
Mekhi's the one I'm most willing to part with.
But you can also I think you can also trust
Vic
to find another linebacker.
Yep.
Like the plug it, dude. You to have the kind of success defensively, and I know it's easier once because you got the guys in there being a system another year. Mm-hmm. But the leap that they took in 1 year,
it was huge.
That's bananas.
I do think the Bond thing is complicated a little bit by N'Kobe Dean's recovery. I don't know what that looks like, but let's play off the idea that N'Kobe's not going to be ready to start the season. Like, you could start the season with who at linebacker, right? We're talking about Trott Jr. maybe in his second year. And, like, the
Bring back Oren Burks.
You know what?
Yeah, but that felt like a nice story for 2 weeks or 3 weeks. Could he play every game and be really good? I don't know.
Vic did say Trott's futureship could be now.
Yeah.
So he's waiting in the wings. So,
but
you
Bond
know, you got
was
that.
Fifth in defensive player
of
the year.
Yeah, I feel like Bond, because he's going to be cheaper than, you know, an edge rusher like Sweat or Milton Williams. Like, I think the most interesting thing to watch this offseason is does Howie shift his, like, because he's invested in both lines, right? The defensive line, Milton Williams and Josh Sweat. Or now with Vic Fangio here, is he more willing to say, let me give that money to a linebacker now? He's never done that before. So
the thing that's like Milton Williams is the one that we didn't include in this conversation, that he came on so much at the end. Isn't Milton Williams the exact guy they would try to sign in free agency? He's 25 years
typically,
old,
yeah.
Pass rushing interior tackle. They would love him, and he's here anyway.
The other thing to think about, though, this is apparently a really good defensive tackle draft class.
Yeah, there's a chance to replace.
Yeah, they got some D-linemen.
Yeah, that's a good point.
D-linemen.
They could replace, but he's here, and they usually like to sign players at this age in free agency. So it'll be challenges are to come. For now, we celebrate. Let's go back to the phones here. Tom in Middletown is up. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good, Tom. What's up?
Listen, I want to start this call. Hugh, I want to give you props, man.
For what?
I was listening yesterday, and you took a call, and it was so professional how you handled it. When that guy called you a jackass.
Twice.
Dude, and I'll tell you what. Dude, you diffused the situation. You handled it with respect. Total professionalism, man. And my back was in the air because I like you. And I wanted to find out who this guy was because It was totally disrespectful.
I mean, it's cool. I mean, you know, callers are passionate, and I know that. And I tend not to take name calling personal for the most part because it's based in his passion for the Eagles. So, yeah, I didn't take it personal.
He was growing up Douglas, though, for sure. You were growing up.
Older, wiser here.
Listen, Tom, Joe looked at me like he was surprised and you know, he was proud of me.
I was proud.
I'll tell you what. I had the total utmost respect for you the way you handled that call. And I was so mad. I was trying to call in, and I couldn't get in. Because I wanted to blast this guy.
Yeah, you know, you has restraint with that. Now, I won't call a name back if someone calls me in, but I'll start raising my voice. I'll get animated. I'll yell. You
can
like that. Yeah, but Hugh does you most of the time, except that one time with Hassan Reddick. No, but no, he did a good job, Tom. Go ahead.
I'm glad you didn't F-bomb him.
That was so good, man. I respect that, and I appreciate it, and I just wanted to give you props for that, man.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, now, let's go back to the question of the day. Now, listen, let me preface this by saying I have 7 children, all by the same wife, and I'd be lying to you to say I didn't have a favorite. Okay, so figure this out.
So that means you have a favorite Eagle
team. So which one's your favorite?
Yeah, you want to tell?
Yeah, we only have 2 Super Bowls. My favorite is the 2017.
I'm at your kids.
Which kid is your favorite?
No, you can't put him on the spot. Like that.
No, don't do that. You don't have to really say it on the air. I don't want him to do that to you.
It's one of my sons, put it that way.
You should do a power rankings. Deion Sanders Prime was doing that for a while. He was power ranking his kids each week.
That's
go ahead,
crazy.
Tom. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, and the reason I like the 2017 team is because it was kind of unexpected, and just the way it unfolded. And really, that game came down to a strip sack. Like there was like 1,000 yards of that was an exciting game. We didn't know, but until Brandon Graham strip sacked Brady, we didn't know we were going to win that game. This game, I thought we had won by halftime. And yes, it was a dominant game and so on. But I just enjoyed the 2017 game a little bit more than this one.
The game was definitely, as a game, Tom, there's no question. It was more entertaining. It was back and forth. Tom, good phone call.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.